Blog Talk Radio.
Mother, there's too many of you.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket line and picket sign, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Let it be known.
Better wake up.
Let it be known.
Might not know something if you learn to stop running.
Let it be known.
Once again, back is the incredible.
No one can do it better.
You're now rocking with the best.
Let it be known.
Welcome everyone to Let It Be Known Live Radio. This is the voice of Al King. It's your world. I just live in it. My lovely co-host, Miss Jones, she's still out handling business, so I'm at the helm by myself. But I'm never lonely because I got you guys with me every week. So we're going to rock out tonight. Good show in store. I'm excited, as always. Excited to be here. And we got something special lined up this evening for the first time. We're gonna spread a little bit of love. I have a new segment I'm introducing beginning tonight called the Love is Love segment, where I'll be actually spotlighting some people and their contributions and what they're doing, providing their gifts to the universe, helping themselves as well as helping others. I'm going to bring some great people onto the show going forward just to talk about their endeavors, their ventures, their projects, their contributions, whatever they're doing and all that good stuff. So tonight I have a lovely diversified talent that I know very well, I've known for a few years, the lovely Miss P of the In Tune show. She's going to be stopping by shortly, closer to probably 9 p.m. Once she calls in, I'll bring in on the line and we'll start that talk. Before that, I want to touch on some of the prevalent things going on, and you know it's a lot of tension throughout the nation right now. Right now, excuse me 1 second, let me drink some water. In terms of police brutality and all these injustices and these unfortunate situations where you have black males being murdered by police. And I definitely want to open a show up and talk about that because we need to know what's going on. We need to talk about it. We need to address it. This is prevalent. I'm a black male. I'm the father of two black sons. I'm concerned. I'm alarmed. And we got to talk about these things. I know that a lot of people, you know, social media, we live in a social media driven society where everyone is kind of putting their perspectives out there and their stance, and it's just unfortunate. And I want to make mention, just with something I just found out today, we had another gentleman out in L.A. that was actually murdered by police. But I just want to send my prayers out, getting first with the Eric Garner family. Michael Brown, we're going to talk about him as well, the 18-year-old young man, unfortunately, that was murdered this past weekend in Ferguson, Missouri. And the gentleman that was murdered Monday, Ezra Ford, out in L.A. Now, what we're dealing with is a reality that we can't duck and dodge. And you have unarmed black men being killed by the police. And it's a nationwide epidemic, unfortunately. It's not something that's becoming. This is something that has consistently transpired and affected the black community over and over and over. I know that last week we kind of touched on some things, and I've even emphasized the fact that how our black people, our black men in particular, have to be compliant, whether right or wrong, when we're approached by police. But, however, I want to say on the other side of that pendulum, if someone that is there to serve and protect becomes the menace and perpetrator infringes on your safety, who do you trust? You know, I speak to my black brothers out there right now that are listening, and I'll be very candid when I say this. We're killing each other, which is another topic, but we also have to be concerned about the police. And you have some people that are actually taking a stance and saying, these brothers are getting killed by police, but black-on-black crime is so it's running so rampant that it's become a level of unfortunate normalcy. And here's my take on that with the black on black crime. It's sad, it's unfortunate, it's unacceptable, something that definitely shouldn't be taking place. Now, you can't compare that to the injustices that we're experiencing when it comes to excessive force and police brutality and police murdering an unarmed person. You know, this young man, 25-year-old Ezra Ford out of L.A., from what I was reading on CNN, had mental issues. Police were well aware of this. And he was shot while lying down on the ground, which is brutal. And young gentleman, 18-year-old Michael Brown, a lot of disparaging stories and takes on what transpired with that, but they're saying that there was a scuffle of some sort for his weapon inside the police vehicle. He somehow got free from the police vehicle and was shot several times by the police officer within a 20 or 30 feet distance. Now, if that is the case, the police officer was not in imminent danger at all if he was that far away. We'll see what the truth comes out with that. And then you had in New York, you had Mr. Eric Garner, who was approached by some police officers very, very aggressively for him standing in front of a bodega selling cigarettes. He was known for doing it, and he was approached this particular day and placed in a chokehold and even, you know, told the officers, "I can't breathe." there was no let up, and based on his autopsy, it was a homicide. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality that we're living in. If you are a parent and you have sons, and you are African-American, you are a black person, you should be very alarmed and very concerned about what's taking place today. And if we go back a little bit more in the recent, I'm not going to dig too deep, with Trayvon Martin. These are the realities that we're living in. And this is what's taking place. You know, as much as we want to focus on things that have no bearing on our lives, like Love and Hip Hop and Beyonce and Jay-Z fighting in the elevator, and Solange and Little North, Baby North, and Blue Ivy. This has nothing to do with the reality that we are living with, that is threatening our black boys, our black young men, our black men are being savagely and brutally assassinated, unarmed, by authorities. This is what we're dealing with. And I remember, you know, growing up in New York City and coming up and coming across, you know, growing up in the 80s and the 90s. And there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of excessive situations. I remember a gentleman by the name of Mike Stewart. If my memory serves me correct, Michael Stewart was a graffiti artist in New York City and placing a chokehold, something very unnecessary, and he had died at the hands of police. And a lot of these situations, you know, coming up, I saw how can I say this without sounding so crazy with it, you know, unfortunately they were kind of normal taking place. And, you know, I see history repeating itself all over again. It's just a little bit more intense with our social media prevalence and everyone having a camera phone, which is a good thing with technology because things are being recorded and people, you know, these things, these particulars can't, you know, can't be hidden like they were 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, what we're dealing with is something that we have to address. We have to utilize our platforms, such as what I have here, just to put these things out there and to raise the consciousness as much as possible. Our children, we have to protect our children with the information that they need. And, you know, we have to let them know what's out there and what you face. From what I understand with Michael Brown's situation, there was some kind of confrontation. He fit a description, and he was approached based on that description. And anyone black out there, any black male, we've been through that over and over and over, where police officers say, you know, we got a description of a person, 5'10", 200 pounds, and you're looking at yourself and you're saying, you know what, this is me. You know, you don't know if this is valid or not, or them, you know, substantiating these physical details to have probable cause to approach you. So we've all been through that as black men. Police officer has his hand on his gun. He's already aggressive in the situation, and any flinch or any attitude, you know, can easily warrant a different aggression. So I think that these are the things that we have to be very mindful of, and this is what we're up against. This is definitely what we're up against. I see an 18-year-old get murdered like that, and he's about to start college within 2 days. And we have no idea what gifts this young person had inside of them. So now the world has been deprived of those gifts that this person could have possibly brought to this universe, which is troubling. You know, a family is forever affected by this tragedy. And outside of his family, we as a people, we've lost a brother, you know, along with the other two gentlemen that I mentioned. So these become societal scars that we have to deal with. And we want justice. We certainly want justice. There's been rioting and looting out in Missouri. I don't think it's the answer. Martin Luther King said, rioting is the language of the unheard. Powerful and profound statement. I think that, you know, people, you know, which is understandable, people, you know, a lot of us are angry. You know, we're losing lives. I think that the looting and the rioting is an excuse for those that have bad intentions, those that want to release some frustrations and gain something out of an unfortunate situation, because these are selfish people that are actually trying to capitalize off what went on. So I'm not for the rioting and the looting. What I will say is that we have to continuously make a stand, and a lot of people don't agree with it, where we need to have relationships in our communities with authorities. Now, you have people out there that say, oh, no, F the police, they're the enemy. And within our black communities, that's always been a taboo and a stigma that's always been there. But I challenge my black communities by saying, when you go inside the Asian communities, the Jewish communities, and I'll go a little bit furthermore into the holistic Caucasian communities, they create an infrastructure of understanding. So they know what's important to have in place, the variables to have in place that can actually create cohesion. So they have those relationships with law enforcement, politicians at a lower level. They protect their community. They have neighborhood watches. They'll pay their own money to have cameras installed on the streets to police there and monitor activity in their neighborhoods. If you don't look a certain way or you don't fit their particular criteria of a resident, windows go up, shades go up. You may even be asked, what are you doing here? And I'm trying to really emphasize the mindset that certain people acquire to protect what's theirs. Now, inside the black community, we're kind of carefree. We would probably oppose to having this level of control and infrastructure. We don't see past the moment, unfortunately. Now, there are some of us that have these level of practices, but that's a minority of us. Now, the majority of us go through the opposite. Now, and feel free, anyone on the line, you know, feel free, because I see the lines are filling up. Feel free if you want to chime in on this angle that I'm presenting. And this is where we need to be. We need to create that level of infrastructure. But that's the reason why people can come inside our community and act crazy. And we will continue to deal with a high level of injustices in our community until we show a level of respect and love for our own. You know, we'll continue to deal with this level of disrespect. Unfortunately, we'll continue to lose more people at the hands of those that have this kind of leverage. And I say that not to sound so insensitive, but I have to be very vain and frank, you know, with that message, because that's what this is about. This is about us not being in control of ourselves enough where that others can respect us enough to say, you know what, if we do rub them the wrong way, you know, there will be ramifications. Not looting and destroying the very same communities that we live in. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. And I'll never get that logic where our people feel that we're that upset, you know, there was an injustice, so we're going to destroy the very same communities that we live in. It just shows you the rationality and how emotional and how haste we are without being calculated within our actions to do the things that really make sense, if that makes sense to you. So I want to say that as I watch everything that's taking place, and I'm seeing how we're losing our young people over in Chicago, Chirac, and all these murders, these black-on-black murders, senseless killings, and just seeing something last week that transpired in the Bronx with something that was caught on video with a gentleman. He didn't kill a guy, but he was shooting him in a grocery store, and then the guy had about four or five guys that will probably be accessories to the attempt murder, stepping over this guy while he's twitching and fighting for his life. And this level of violence has become our means of expression. And this is why people look at us, you know, and they think that, you know, they can kill us because we'll kill each other. So they see that we have no value and respect for one another. So why should they respect us? Because it's all psychologically connected one way or another. Steve, I'm gonna bring a call in real quick. I just want to welcome everyone again and let it be known. I see the lines beginning to fill up. I just wanted to touch on something very serious tonight with the police brutality. I'm gonna bring the call in real quick. I see you caller. I'm gonna bring you in a couple of minutes. A couple of seconds, and you know, before we go on with the show. And I bring on my special guest. I wanted to tap into this because very prevalent, very intense what we're dealing with in society now. So it's important that we address these things, you know, in our conveniences. But But I'm going to bring the caller in real quick. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. I'll bring the caller in real quick. 843-558, Let It Be Known Live Radio. You're on.
Hey, brother. This is Phoenix. I just wanted to, let you know I was listening. I'm really enjoying the show so far. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Just what you said, it's a really great point, because a lot of people won't even help us because we're not helping ourselves. And we have to be, I feel like we have to have some sort of responsibility for one another, meaning that we should take care of one another in terms of, like, doing the neighborhood watches, having this type of a thing where we're surveillancing our own, neighborhoods and trying to make sure that nothing is happening that shouldn't be happening. Because it's like most of the time we don't care. You know what I mean? We kind of just figure out, what's the point? You know what I mean? But it's really important to do that and look out for one another. So I thought that was an excellent point you made.
Thank you. Thank you, sis. See, and the thing is, I'm seeing some people kind of feud via social media in terms of saying, black on black crime is one thing, and the other side of the paradigm, we have police brutality. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. Now, we can say on a lighter note it doesn't, but when you dig, below the surface and you go a little bit deeper and you look at the psychological effect that both have had on our people, they're tied in, they're intertwined. Now, why would I respect you if you kill your own? Why? Why would I? So if you have no respect and value for your own, why should I respect you? And that's the reason why, unfortunately, this demise and compromise for us will continue to have these kind of attacks. You can't sit here and the only ramification that you have when you see your people being treated like this and losing their lives is looting. Really? So you're going to loot and you're going to destruct the very same community that you live in as a protest?
That's
all wrong.
I didn't get that part of it all.
That doesn't make any sense, because let's just say hypothetically that same establishment that's being looted is black owned.
Right.
Now, we could talk about insurance and that business being protected from that aspect, but nah, the business is taking a hit. The economy of the community is being affected by this action. So I think that, our people, we get so caught up in the moment and we don't kind of stretch things out and see past the moment and see the bigger plight, the bigger picture, how everything is affecting us. What affects you is going to affect me, because we're all connected. You know what I'm saying? Brother and sister, when someone that's non-black sees a black person, there's no exceptions. You're black. That's just the bottom line. You're black. There's no exceptions. Mm-hmm. They're not going to pardon me and say, you're a different kind of black. No, I'm black. So a black man is a black man. Like, for example, let me just say this, and I'm going to share this, though. So I live in a very affluent part of North Carolina. Being a New Yorker and making a transition in the South, I see a lot of things. So I live in an affluent part of North Carolina. I'm running the other day. I'm doing my typical jog for the morning, and I see a older woman. She's driving out of the block. She looks at me as she's driving. I think nothing of it until she kind of slowed down, and she kind of slowed down where she almost stopped, and she's staring at me. So I say, okay, here comes the stereotype, saying to myself. So I continue. I'm running. The woman makes a U-turn, and she comes back, and she drives by me real slow. And the way she was looking at me was like I wasn't a person. And I said, wow, it's interesting, because she doesn't think I belong here. I said, to myself, would she think I'm running from a crime scene? I'm saying to myself. And I said, if she comes back, I'm going to stop her. And I'm going to greet her. And I'm going to, you know, ask her, you know, how's it going? But she didn't. But in that moment, it affirmed that no matter what I do, where I'm at, the stigmas that I carry are always going to be there. And the thing is that we have to understand what we're up against. But my problem with our people is that we continuously feed these stigmas by being unloving to one another. And again, as other groups of people monitor and watch us, they say these people are crazy because they continuously kill each other savagely. They have no patience for one another. Now, a black person has a lot of patience for a white person. With a white person, when you see black people mm-hmm. deal with white people, they have so much constraint, understanding, and it's this pseudo love, you know, in a subconscious way. And you just sit back and you're like, wow. But that same person can't duplicate the same energy dealing with their own.
Wow. Yeah. That happens. That's crazy. Just how right you are on that point, because you see that a lot. You see, like, people are quick to, you know, want to tell off the black person, or the person they assume is black on the telephone. You know what I mean? Like, if they're calling customer service or something, but if they're talking to a or what they presume to be a Caucasian person, you know, on the phone, then it's, like you said, a lot more, you know, a lot more patience. So, wow. Mm-hmm. We have a lot. We have a way to go. Mm-hmm. We've got a long way to go.
But that's,
you know,
why.
Thank you for bringing me on.
Yeah, sis. You know, and you know, and the thing is that that's why our changes and our solutions, you know, begin individually. You know, I tell a lot of people, you know, we just have to work collectively, but it begins with a person, and it becomes infectious. And we're not living in a time where we have militant and people that have to stand up and have a voice. Unfortunately, a lot of those people that did it before, they're not here or they're on their way out. They're too old, you know. And we need young, fresh blood that's going to actually provide some consciousness and some guidance to generations that are lost and swirling and running around in circles chasing their tail. You know, we've become so violent, innately violent, where that is the first level of expression that we seek out. It's crazy. Yeah.
Now, somebody asked the question yesterday. We were doing a show. Somebody asked what's something that we could do to, I guess, strengthen the bond between, you know, us and, you know, police officers or the law or other people of, you know, authority. Because I think we do look at it. I mean, I think there's a lot to be done on both sides. But what are some things that you think could be done?
I think that we need to become more involved in law enforcement. You know, we need more black officers. We need to part. Like I was thinking tonight, I was like, you know, we like going to jail, but we don't like learning about the law. So we need more black law enforcement, more black people in the judicial system, more black politicians. And is this going to happen overnight? No, but we need to construct that kind of attack. And that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, with having that level of infrastructure. So we need to sit down, and it's going to take many different consortiums and groups of people to move on one accord and say, we need to sit down and we need to, you know, from young, we need to develop our children to be this. Because what people don't realize is that white success is calculated. We can sit here all day and say they have the advantage, but we don't work in unison. You know, our strength don't come from numbers. Really don't. We're very blessed and anointed with what we do, and a few of us manage to get through these cracks. But just imagine if we kind of compounded all our gifts and our approaches within the devised plan and execution and say, look, you're going to be a police officer. You're going to be a judge. You know, you're going to be a politician. You know, and that's the kind of, I think that's what we need. That's the kind of approach that we do need. And that's what we're lacking. I think that we pretty much been freestyling as a race. And, you know, it's where we fall. You know, I think the things that haven't made a difference, you know, we kind of go hard at when it comes to being an athlete, when it comes to being a musician, you know, which is fine. But I think that those become goals, you know, that we don't know how to use that success when we do acquire it, because we have a lot of prominent musicians with a lot of influence that don't leverage that influence the way they should. You know, when black people become successful now, they're scared of losing that acclaim if they talk the way I'm talking right now.
Right.
They may lose their corporate sponsorship. You know, they may become ostracized in their craft and swindled out. There were black folks that didn't care if that happened, that stood firm. Like you had the Muhammad Ali and the Sidney Poitier that stood, the Nina Simones, that stood for something. Incredible talent that were willing to lose it all to get a point across. We're missing that. You know, let me bring another. Sis, you gonna hold on?
Yes,
keep on.
I'm good.
All right, I'm gonna bring another call in real quick. I think that's my girl Toya. Toya, that's you.
Hi, this is Miss P.
I'm sorry, Miss P. That's you. That's you, Miss P. You.
I could be back. You can put me right back on hold, and I can listen until you're ready.
I'm gonna bring you on. Give me a couple of minutes. I'm gonna bring you on at 9
sure.
o'clock. Sure. Start with you. All right.
Because
we got
a
lot to talk about. We're going to wind this out, then I'm going to bring you on at 9 o'clock.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get it started. I wanted to bring the show in and talk about some of this robust, prevalent things that are going on today. But tonight, I'm jumping into a new segment that I want to introduce to the show this evening, my Love is Love segment. Where, again, if you're just joining us, because I see the lines are kind of filling up, you know, where I want to showcase and spotlight some great people. You know, I may bring on a mailman. You know, I want to really spotlight and acknowledge some people that are contributing to society, you know, in a good way. You know, it's not always about the unsigned artists. I'm not knocking it at all. You know, I like to approach things in a non-traditional manner and not be cliche for what's going on. You know, I want to hear stories. You know, you may be out there and you may have just opened up a daycare. You know, I want to bring the people on that people are not giving energy to. So that's my whole premise with the Love is Love segment. And this evening, I have a very diversified woman. Good friend of mine that I've known for a couple of years, Miss P, that I just had online. I'm going to bring her on at 9 o'clock. She's going to talk about all the great things that she's done. I'm going to put her on the hot seat in a good way, because she's always on the other end and doing awesome interviews and things of that nature. And I'm going to get into some good stuff with her and kind of peel the layers back, have her I don't like to call it an interview. I like to call it a conversation. So I'm going to have a good conversation with her this evening and just kind of pick her brain. And it's going to be interesting, because I know she's probably not even used to being on that side of the mic. So it'll be good. But and that's about 16 more minutes we'll bring it in. But to go back and digress, with the brutality. And just like you said, though, sister, you pointed that question to me. That's what I think that we need inside our black race, black culture. I think that we need to develop more people that will create these solutions. Because when you look at the other groups, you know, they have their own societies of people, you know, and they stick together. They stick together. It's a fact. It's a fact, you know. And we're, and don't get me wrong when I say what I'm about to say, you know, we're very open with our territories. We let anybody just come in and set up, and it's no problem. It's no problem. Anyone can come in our communities, our neighborhoods, and just set up shop, and actually benefit and profit from our dollar. And we won't even benefit, but our own will set up in our own communities, and we'll put them out of business. We'll put our own people out of business to replace them with someone that's not a part of our community. There's something wrong with that. I've talked about it over and over. The Chinese restaurants, we've made them millionaires. They're food distributors, and from the guy that sells them napkins is Asian. They don't deal with anyone else but their own. And we continuously support their businesses. And we will put the soul food restaurant out of business for them. The Chinese restaurants never go out of business.
That is
never.
So true.
I've never seen one go out of business. Never. I've seen them actually multiply.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I'm from the Bronx, right? I'm from the Bronx. And those that are listening in right now, I know a couple of my people from New York are on the phone, and they're listening right now. I'm from the Bronx. I've seen one family open up two within a one-block radius, where I've watched them open up three restaurants in the same community where I'm from. And I know as a fact he's had to make at least $100 million since I was a little kid. And he's been there since I was a little kid. He's never went out of business. He's only grown. Very well received. His businesses don't get robbed. There's none of that. His businesses are very well respected. I've seen black-owned businesses that did not last. Something is wrong.
Man. And it's funny because, like, I see the same things. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy just to see that, how we don't really support one another and that we're so quick to support other people. And, you know, like, they will burn your stuff down. They don't care. They will rob you, but they don't rob the other establishments. For some reason or another, but they'll do it to their own people.
Why can't we open up an establishment in our community and not have all these security systems in place? Why? Why do we need plexiglass and a whole bunch of other things? You know, when we go to Manhattan in New York, which is not our territory, you know, there's a lax approach from a security perspective with things. It's still New York. It's still intense, but it's not as intense inside our own communities because the mindset is different inside their communities. So that's why I implore my people of color that are listening, we got to look at how we're treating ourselves, how we're treating, you know, the neighborhoods that we reside in, you know, the households that we live in, you know, it's so deep. We're so abusive and so violent against one another. And it's unfortunate for Eric Garner, Ezra Ford, Michael Brown to be victims of what a race has created. Real talk.
It is, but, man. Yeah, you're right. We got to do better. Start raising people that want, or raising children that want to be something other than a rapper, or not even just that, I guess. It's showing them that they can be more. I feel like more than just, you know, basketball, football, you know, musician. You know, it's a lot that we can do that we kind of just, I feel like maybe we don't feel that we can do, or maybe we don't show our children that they can be, you know what I'm saying, that they can be something else, or that they can be something greater. We don't see those possibilities.
Because we have, I believe we've mastered the art of oppression, self-oppression within our own culture, and we generally oppress potential, you know. You see our young people, our young, you know, shining lights with all these natural gifts, but no one is developing their gifts. They're being ignored, you know. And I, you know, in my travels, you know, I do my best, you know, as a mentor to adults and even coaching adults. But, you know, I'm all for the youth.
Right.
You know, it's said that the youth is wasted on the young. And, you know, you get older people, you know, our senior people, our adults, continuously dropping the ball and not taking enough stance to secure the development of our young people. So, like I said early on, when we're dealing with other races, they're very strategic and calculated in creating success over and over and over, and they understand that. And it's not an accident. And that's the place that we need to get to. You know, it may take another 100 years. I don't know. It may take another 20 years. But we need to get in that zone and get inside that pocket, you know, so that we can live and not be attacked, because people are just not going to target a group of people, you know, in a manner of genocide, you know, if they see y'all together. They know that it's going to be some kind of confrontation. It's going to be some ramifications if you're just trying to just kill us off unarmed and we're innocent. And I'm not, you know, I'm not an advocate for violence, but people will approach it different if they understood, look, if we mess with them, we got to deal with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the nature of animals. That's just how it is. You can't go in the jungle and walk in the middle of a pride and pick one lion and say you're going to attack the one lion. And it's a pride bear. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You can't.
And any animal on this planet is going to think twice before even doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep your distance from the problem. You say, if I go over there, there's going to be a problem. If I try to bother one of them. That's just how it happens.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it goes down. And, you know, that's where we need to be with it. You know, that's why it's important, though, sis, that, you know, we have extended dialogue and we raise the consciousness in talking about it, you know, and putting it out there in any way we can, and getting, you know, hitting the pavement and actually, you know, trying to make a difference and educating one another with some of these names. There's some people that don't even know what's going on with some of the names that I've mentioned this evening and some of the incidents. You know, people, but they could tell me all, you know, all day what's going on loving hip hop. They tell me all day. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know what's going on. It's just where we at with it. You know, we're just focusing on all the wrong things. You know, by 2 weeks from now, what's happening right now, people won't even be talking about. You know, they'll move on.
Sad, but, you know.
Sad.
That's true. Yep. But I appreciate you just, you know, bringing this topic up and then also, you know, doing the Love is Love segment. Miss P is my girl, you know, and just for you, you know, giving the spotlight to other people, talking about these subjects. You know, I'm a fan anyway, so I'm definitely going to be, you know, trying to listen in more and whatnot. But, yeah, bro,
Come on, sis, I appreciate you. You know, we've been rocking now for a couple of years, and the thing is that I just appreciate all my alliances and all those people because, I commend you. I see you hustle and bustle from a marketing perspective. And, you know, I got to bring you on as well. We got to chop it up. And
you know I got to have you back on now.
Yeah. I'm here. All you got to do is reach out to me, and we'll just make it happen and just do what you got to do. You know,
definitely.
We're gonna create these consortiums of solutions. You know, it's a collective. You know, that's why it's important that we all come together. You know, do love and purpose. And you know, we got to do better. We can't be losing our brothers. You know what I'm saying? We have no idea what kind of contributions, you know, these three men could have made.
Right.
You know, it's just sad. It just saddens my heart just to lose people, you know, unnecessarily. You know, I know that death is a part of life, but I'm like, damn, come on.
Yeah. Because especially when it could have been your brother, your father, somebody close to you, and just the fact that it's happening. You know what I mean? And some stuff doesn't even make the news, you know?
Yeah. So what we're going to do, though, sis, I'm going to go to a song. We're going to come back with Miss P. We're going to kick off this Love is Love segment. I'm excited to bring Miss P on. I'm really excited.
Me too.
She told me I could grill her, so I'm a griller. I'm going to put her on a... And we'll put
all
on
right,
the hot seat. So we're going to come back. Yeah, we're going to come back. Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, bro. Thank you.
I appreciate it. We're going to come back. The lines are filling up. We're going to come back with Ms. P on this Love is Love segment, Let It Be Known Live Radio with Al King.
You left your man home. You couldn't even wait to with a two-piece. Dollar sign got groupies. I'ma take her to the motherfucker hotel. Let her do her, then do me. Oh, one bad light skin and the edges. I'ma stack him up like Lego. She call me Poppy, ain't none of my fetish. But I let her trip behind me webbles. We be fucking all the time, but she know I never wipe her. Nah. Feeling when she see me with my white girl. She asked where around it, but when she went, when she like girls. It's the pretty girls that you really need to keep your eye on. Oh, you know me.
Another one for you, though. I mean, we need a round of applause for Mr. Al King, too. I mean, look what you're doing. hats off, shoes off, a round of applause, kisses, hugs. I mean, you're doing it. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How you feel? No, it's all about you. It's your world. I just live in it.
Look, I'm coming on your show ready to reverse the role already.
Exactly. Because the thing is, you're so great at what you do, and just to be on the other side of the pendulum right now, you know, and I hear you, you're very relaxed, you're very soothed right now. That's because we have that relationship anyway. But mm-hmm. How does it feel to be on the other side? Because now I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to kind of pick your brain. But how does it feel right now to be on the other side of the mic?
It's always uncomfortable for me, to be honest with you. That's why I don't do many of them at all. Because, you know, being on that other side and having the mirror facing you, like so many people don't want to face themselves. You know, I have a hard time with giving myself, like, credit, you know. So it's just like, and when people are like, oh, thank you for this or thank you for that. And I'm like, oh, please, like, why are you telling me thank you? You know, it's hard for me. That's one of the things that I'm honestly working on within myself and my character, just being able to accept a thank you and to accept the fact that I am doing something that I don't have to do, and not that I'm generally just looking for like a pat on the back for it, because that's why I shy away from media and things of that nature, but just learning how to appreciate the fact that I do deserve some type of recognition for the things that I do out there.
Absolutely, and absolutely. That's why, you know, we're bringing you on this evening, and me just kind of jumps in, because you lit a fire in me. I said, you know, I've never been opposed to bringing on guests, you know, on my platform. You know, it's just that I think that a lot of people are intimidated about coming on the show with me. You know, I don't, for whatever reason, you know, I've always been open with acknowledging people and shouting them out and showing them love. And that's why I would bring you on. I said, come on, you know, you're my baby, you're my sis. Let's talk about it. You know, I think that you have a strong voice in what you've been able to do, you know, with your platform, you know, as a marketeer, you know, doing PR, you know, being an entrepreneur. You know, I want to talk about the natural product line that you have, you know, the radio show, you know, and what you've been able to do, you know, just creating opportunities for other people, because I've seen you bring people in, and I've seen you create a collage of momentum mm-hmm. through your platform, and you've done it so, you know, selflessly and so, you know, gracefully, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm really big on just people being acknowledged for what they contribute day in and day out. You know, we'll sit here, and once a person becomes a public figure and they have attained a level of notoriety and people say, oh, all right, I know this person, but there's so many of us at the embryonic stages of what we're doing mm-hmm. that we're on that cusp of popping and getting that public notoriety, but we putting in that work, and you're one of those people that I respect. So, you know, I thought it was important that I shared that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, just starting the Intune show, going into that in the beginning, I didn't really start it with all of everything that's been going on in mind, to be honest with you. It was just like, hey, I just want to do this because I want to network and meet people. You know, I didn't really have like a clue of what I want to do. Like so many people that say, hey, I want to start a business. They have a concept, but they really don't have everything like detailed. They don't have the ideas out. They don't know they don't have the financial part all mapped out. They don't have the whole like demographics mapped out. They don't have a lot mapped out, and that's why people just still have projects that they started and haven't completed, like myself. Because mm-hmm. you have a 50 million things that you want to do. You're one person. Our brain cells bring us here and there, and then it's just like you wind up having like 50 million projects without completing one. So I had to like narrow down at the time what I was doing, and then had to ask myself, like, why was I doing it? Like, what was the point of it? Why was I really doing it? Not just the network, because I talk to people every day. So the concept of the Intune show became a little deeper because I said, you know, there's so many people, just like you were stating earlier, that need to get a clue and don't really have one, and including myself, because talking to individuals like yourself, bringing other people onto the show as hosts and things of that nature, I'm learning. constantly. Even at this age, I'm constantly learning through the people they interview, through the topics they talk about. I'm constantly learning. So the basis of the Intune show really is to, you know, get people in tune with people, places, and things, like just everyday living.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Thanks.
No,
so,
I
you know, it winds up being something like really, really teeny. I started by myself going 7 days a week by myself for months, by myself, until the point I was so tired and drained, you know. And then Phoenix was, shout out to PhoenixStar9Online.com. You guys need to hire her because, yeah. She's crazy with it. And anytime I had any type of problems or anything, she walked me through it. She's worth every single dollar plus some. Okay, let me just say that. But I got tired of doing the Intune show by myself, so I just brought on a team. I had some people come, I had some people go, but you know, that's the way of life. Everybody's not going to be committed to what you're committed to. There's times that I really want to like throw in a towel, but then it's just, you know, the overall picture is like I made it this far. I've interviewed amazing people. I've done red carpet events. You know, I've been invited to a slew of different networking things, and just the show has gotten so much recognition for just the short time that it's been active. So I can't stop now because it's a need for it. Like you said, it's a need for our people to, you know, get in tune to what's going on, and we have to begin somewhere, whether it's blog talk, whether it's talk show, whether it's whatever. We need to utilize these platforms like we're doing to put these messages out there. Whether it's one person on the line or two, or maybe somebody listen back archive, it's okay because it's already put into the universe. If nobody listens,
absolutely,
it's in the universe.
And the thing is, and let me just interject for a second and just emphasize the point. What people don't realize is that when you do this, what we actually do here to do this for 10 minutes is hard when you first start off, because you have to get in a rhythm, a flow. And I often talk about your tongue, you know, becoming so fluid and accepting the fact that I have to talk. Other people are listening. And once you get over that little hump, it becomes natural. It's second nature. But this is not easy. It's not easy at all. You know, I remember I'm well over 100 episodes on Let It Be Known, and I remember in the early beginnings, I remember just thinking about what I would say before I would say it, and people saying, you know, you got to do this and you got to do that. So that's why, you know, I take my hat off to anyone that does this, you know, because, you know, when I listen to your show, I'm entertained. You know, you know, you have this natural air with doing it. You're so vocally pleasant, you know, and I know God has a lot in store for you, Ms. P, because, you know,
you
have a lot of specialness to what you do, and, you know, you've made people feel so comfortable on the show, and they have no other choice but to be transparent because you've been so welcome, you know. But share some of the people that you've interviewed so the listeners will know.
Whoa. Oh, goodness. Well, congratulations on, you know, your 100-something episodes. That's big and huge. Like you said, it takes a lot of work to put that together, and people really think it's easy, but it's really, really not at all. You know, the Intune show now has almost 400 episodes down, so we are, and I'm just kind of like, whoa, where did that come from? Because I slowed down on talking. Yeah, but, you know, so it's not just myself anymore. It's the whole team that contributes to the Intune show. So with the help of the awesome team, we were able to accumulate that many, and that's not easy. Again, it's not easy. But some of the people that I've personally interviewed, and there's some amazing people that I brought some of the team on to help me interview, but Stephanie Mills, Betty Wright, I don't know if that's like aging myself, LaVert, Chingy, oh my goodness, 112, Rampage, Jay Holiday, Bobby Valentino, Selena Johnson. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of, I had a great opportunity. We just interviewed High Five, and we just interviewed Troop, for those who remember Troop. They're coming back, and they're coming back with vengeance. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to have talk to them because that's what real music is about. So, you know, I get giddy every time, and people always asking me, how come you don't go for more people that are more relevant? And I'm like, every single person is relevant. Whether they have something that's playing on the radio right now that you can bop your head to or not, they're relevant because they're the ones who set the stage for everybody else that's doing what they're doing.
And that's how we keep the legacy alive. I mean, without our predecessors, I mean, there wouldn't be a today. There wouldn't be a present. So we got to pay homage, and we got to keep these people going and what they've been able to contribute. I think that we're so caught up in what's going on now, and we forget about yesterday. You know, a lot of the young people think that R&B started with Beyonce and rap started with Jay-Z. They don't understand that it was people before these people, you know. It's sad when people don't know who Stevie J is. That's on Love & Hip Hop. He's more known as Stevie than Stevie J, the Grammy Award-winning producer that gave Bad Boy their sound.
Right.
It's sad. But that's our responsibility, you know, to letting the unknown know. And that's why it's important. That's why I commend you to what you do and just keeping the legacy of these people alive because they've contributed a lot to black music, to what we have today. And we need that. We need that. You know, we need that. Let me ask you, you know, in terms of your team, you know, just for people out there, the listeners, I see the lines are filling up, you know, a lot. You know, what kind of branches did you have to construct on the tree, on the Intune tree?
Well, I'm happy to announce that, you know, I was able, on the day that I went to go meet John B., I said, you know, to Phoenix that particularly, like, oh, my God, I need a team. And I just threw out, like, for a few days that I was doing an audition, and I had an overwhelming response to people that were like, yeah. And the ones that sold out for it, I called back and had them audition, and they became a part. Some of them became a part of the team, and some of them didn't, and I brought other people on after that. Some, like I said again earlier, some stayed, some didn't. But the ones that are doing the damn thing right now and has been committed since I did that, you know, audition, out to dude, shout out to him, shout out to Phoenix Star 9, her contribution, shout out to Lyrics, our music coordinator, to Lady Twinkles, to Dr. Sue, to Janet Zipper, who is our life coach of the show. And, you know, for anybody out there going through something, you could definitely hit her up, complimentary 15 minutes. I mean, come on. Everybody can use a little, you know, space where you can talk to someone that's not someone you know. You know, shout out to Sib, shout out to Black Beauty, shout out to Orlando. So, you know, pretty much our team, I mean, oh, Classic and Prime. Basically, Classic and Prime, their show is about, it's called Feesome, and it's called A Chocolate State of Mind. So basically, they're just redirecting our black people, our African-American people, you know, whatever it is people want to classify themselves, because I had somebody tell me today they're not African-American, okay? So, and they're not from Africa and et cetera. So, you know, I just kind of, it's one of those, you know, tough situations, so I try to stay out of that. But definitely they try to draw on just bringing people back to the reality of what's happening with our people. So CSUM is like one of those Black Panther movements. Every time I listen to it, I'm just like, yes, yes, power to the people. The Corner is more of a diversity of a group of the team that just come together and they bring up different topics. They talk about music. They talk about, they interview. They do a lot of different things, and they're funny as heck. So if people are ever listening to just want to listen to something that's just hilarious, I'm cracking them now because I listen religiously like a groupie because they have me rolling. So we have Dr. Sue, who brings on any and everything about sex and things of that nature. And we have Lady Twinkles, that's also a sexpert, and she comes on and she try to give us a diversity of things like that as well. So, yeah, we have a diversity on the team, and I'm grateful for everybody that, you know, contribute to the Intune show. There's something for everyone on there, something.
You know, and that's a lot of work right there. So those that are listening, I want to do this, and, you know, you have to start somewhere. And, you know, there's some of us with aspirations on possibly going into FM radio or satellite radio, but you gotta start somewhere, and you have to take it serious, you know. And it's people like Miss P, that are putting it together and putting a whole body of work together. You know, and it's serious. It's serious. But let me ask you, outside of the Intune show, you know, what does Miss P have her finger in? You know, what other ventures? You know, let's talk about that.
Yes.
I want you to tell yourself, Miss P, I want you to tell yourself.
I'm trying my best. Okay, first and foremost, I wanted to let everybody know that, you know, my journey in this life and the reason why I am who I am to some degree today is because, you know, I was raised in a battered home, you know, where my mom was being battered all the time and things of that nature. It was a lot of different things that I've been through, coming from having everything as a child. I mean, I'm the only girl, first grandchild. I had everything that any kid could ever want in life. I always lived in a house. We always had a car. Like, that typical family dynamic that everybody always say they want, I've lived it. So it's not like I'm coming from, like, nothing. But the point that I'm making is that I've been through those ups and downs, and I've been in a place where I've been trapped and felt like, you know, I had nowhere to go just from my environment and the things around me, because I always wondered, how come, you know, I have all this stuff but I'm not happy? How come my parents have been married and I know who my father is, and I know I was blessed enough to know who my mother is, but they're constantly fighting each other? You know what I mean? So I had to come out of that. I had to come out of that. And the first way that I came out of that way of living, and that mindset, I should say, was I started giving back to different communities, like the Battered Women's Shelter, because I knew too well. I was not battered, but I definitely knew too well what a battered woman went through. So I started off doing that. And when I say I started off doing that, I am a licensed cosmetologist. So basically I started off in a salon, and I was doing their hair for free as long as they were bringing me their pay stubs from work, telling me that they were still actively working. Because any woman out there that's listening, you know, like when you get your hair done, it don't matter if you have on a big hole in your shirt, you feel great about yourself. So my contribution to, yes.
Wow, that's deep.
Oh, you said that's deep. I thought you said Miss P.
Oh.
So basically,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I started working with Malak Compton Rock, who is Chris Rock's wife, with her Style Works program and Justine Simmons. So I've done over 5 or 6 years worth of contributions to JCAT, which is also a drug rehabilitation center. I would do all the men's haircuts. I would do all the women's hair. And from there, I started giving back to all the different, like, boys and girl clubs and things of that nature, just volunteering, which led me, you know, from the hair thing, led me to my natural products. This is going somewhere, guys. But I just wanted you guys to know, like, my little path of why I do what I do and why I, like, the whole everything, the Intune show, Sabuni, everything that I do has everything to do with my past and my present, but trying to get rid of the past and bring good things from the, you know, out of that experience that I had, turn it into something more positive, and just give people the opportunity to see that, you know, you do not have to remain stagnated, and there's so many different ways to release that energy that you have when you go through certain things. So Simply Sabuni, you know, being a cosmetologist and all that other stuff, it led me to creating my own products, one, because I just start getting, like, curious to how things work and why everybody has something like this, and why am I spending $15 for a lotion? Like, why, you know what I mean? Like, so I was just like, what's in it? Why do I have to do this? Why can't I create my own products so when my clients come to get their hair done, they're using my products and I'm making more of the money?
Absolutely.
So that's how that all came about, and I was calling it Moods, because based off my mood is what, you know, you would get no matter what hairstyle you said. Precious, I want this. I'd be like, okay, well, you're going to get this. No. And then the same thing would go with the products. But now I changed it to Sabuni, and Sabuni simply means soap in Swahili. So I get a lot of people like, what the heck is Sabuni? Sabuni, simply soap. So the premise behind that is because there's so many chemicals in everything that we eat, everything that we use, and that's another way that we have to get ourselves together as far as our diets, as far as, like, the things that we use on, you know, skincare products, everything that we do, not only just mentally bringing ourselves at attention, like, with the world around us in that sense, and educating ourselves on just not just the books and things, but educating yourself on the things that you put down your throat and the things that you
Absolutely.
Put on your skin. So that's all a part of being in tuned. So it's been a work in progress, but I'm really excited about everybody that, you know, come and say, hey, I want to order, or they're curious to know what it is and what it's about and how does it work. And the whole premise of it is that you can customize your bath products to your skin specification. Now, you go to Dove, and you can go to, you know, Irish Spring and all of them and ask them for a custom bar of soap and see what you get. And then give me a call and let me know, because I'm going to have you on the show.
Exactly. So, Ms. P, while you're talking about it right now, where can I get the product, though?
You can go to simplysabuni.com, which is SimplySabuni.com, and pretty much, you know, order away. And if it's something that you want that's a custom, you can email, you know, all of this stuff is on the website. You could definitely just, you know, click on it and, you know, email away, and we'll have that discussion and set up a consultation and things of that nature on how to get your custom products to you. Otherwise, there's already pre-made products that are available for everyone, and they don't have shelf life, so I do make stuff from fresh and from scratch. So just what letting you guys know that, too. That's how awesome I am.
That's what we need, though. That's what I talked about, you know, during the beginning of the show. I don't know if you heard me. I talked about creating the infrastructure inside our black race, you know, and us just regaining power in everything that we do. I'm very strong on the entrepreneurial side of what we do as people. You know, I told someone today, it's just unfortunate that we're so hell-bent on developing employees as opposed to employers. You know, and when we begin to become, you know, more thrifty and more firm as entrepreneurs, we'll create our economy a lot quicker. It's just sad that we invest so much money in all these other entities that won't even invest in our communities, furthermore invest in us. You know, and when we do get opportunities, we're playing with the money that we invested in them.
Mm-hmm.
They just give us a percentage of it. It's just one big game. So
Absolutely. We need
more Miss P's, and we need, you know, we need these product lines, and we have to support you. It's imperative.
You know, and even if you guys, you know, my whole thing is like, yes, I want you guys to buy my products. I really do. Not only because I'm making them, just because it's just so much better for you. And I'm also, I started doing videos and stuff of that nature, which will be posted. So you guys, if you don't want to get the products from me, then you can actually, like, make them yourself. So I'm giving you guys the easy ones,
wow.
the easy recipes, so you guys can see step-by-step how to make the product yourself from your own home. So if you don't want to do it with, you know, order from Simply Sabuni, it's totally cool. You know, my gift that I was given, you know, like just to go out there and be able to do this is to give it to you guys. So I'm a firm believer, like once you learn something or someone has impacted you with something, why just keep it to yourself? Is not just for me. It's for everybody. So the recipes that I know that you guys can make without killing yourselves in terms of the, you know, the other stuff that goes along with product making, I'm definitely going to have videos that's going to be Simply Sabuni on YouTube, and you definitely can just go to the website and everything will just be in one location. So just look out for that too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Interesting twist.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta talk to you about that. I love it.
All
right. Yeah, cool. So let me ask you this. What motivates Miss P?
Okay.
Where do you get your motivation from?
Whew. Wow. I'm motivated by so much, it's crazy. And then there's times where it takes those same things that I'm motivated by to individually tell me, you know, keep it going. Everything's gonna be okay. I have like a few people that I talk to on a regular. So, of course, they're very motivational for me. Like, they motivate me. They just tell me, hey, girl, it's all good. It's all good. Because, again, we're human. We made of flesh You know, so there's times where everything, like Robin Williams, God bless the dead, you know, like it looks so perfect on the outside, but sometimes you're just crumbling in the inside. And you don't have, you don't go, I'm not the type of person, I'm not going to social media to say, oh, my God, today was just the worst ever, and I'm just going to stay in my bed all day and roll from side to side. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to do that. But I'm definitely going to relay that to somebody because we all need someone to be there for us. And I'm going to shout out Phoenix Star 9. I'm going to shout out my mom, of course, my son, of course. You know, I'm going to shout out Sha, you know, and everybody that just, you know, people like yourself. Even though you guys may not realize it, my team, it could be just a tweet, something someone says. It could be just a simple, like, hi, how you doing today, or a retweet that kind of just rejuvenates me, honestly. So if I'm in that state of, oh, my goodness, oh, my Lord, gee, what's going to happen right now, and my phone goes, hoo-hoo, you know, alerting me, I can't do this now, hoo-hoo, whatever, that there's a tweet or there's a post or something, and I see one of my teammates working, then that re-inspires me. Like, that's like, okay, it kicks back in, like, all right, let's go, girl. You know, or if I'm calling Phoenix, like, oh, my God, this is, she's like, okay, this is this. You know what I mean? So it's just various people, including yourself, when you're posting about your show, when you're talking, making your statements and your comments, and you're just like, let it be known. It's mm-hmm. things like that that just constantly just wakes me back up. So I can just say that the people that I'm surrounded by can be disappointing at times, and then there's a chosen few that definitely motivate me and keep me moving, like yourself.
I appreciate that. You know that we have this trifecta, this triangle, you know, myself, you, and Phoenix. You know, I got to get back in a group with y'all. I kind of feel like we kind of been so busy on our own little planes. I got to regroup again because we used to be in. You know, we used to be in such strong dialogue, you know, at least every other day.
It's true. And that goes for all of us. And I know Phoenix is listening, so that goes for all of us. Shout out to Phoenix. But we all need to do better. We all need to do better. And sometimes, you know, life is distracting because we have a lot that we're trying to prepare for, do outside of the shows. We also have life. You know, the thing
Absolutely.
Called life. But we still have to remember the people that's in our life, you know, because this opportunity right here to be able to express myself is amazing to me. And, again, I want to just thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to call
and letting people know. Yay! Okay, well, let's talk.
You ready for that?
Let's go. I'm excited.
Go 404-454-4454. Let it be known, live radio, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hey. Hi.
This is Author Danielle Walker. I was just calling to support Ms. P and let her know I enjoy everything that she's doing for the community. She's just awesomeness.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate and love you. Thank you for calling in and showing love to me. That makes me
no
feel good.
No problem.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So she's awesome.
Yeah.
Love her.
Such a soothing, very soothing spirit.
No, she's amazing, and she's only been, you know, in my life for a short time, and she's just been, like, slamming me with stuff, with, like, connections and all kinds of, like, whoa, who are you, lady? You know, no. But it's a good feeling to know, like, you know, there's people like her out there. So shout out to Danielle Walker. Well, I'm sorry, author Danielle Walker.
She's slamming you with it because you put that good energy out there, Miss Pete. And, you know, quite naturally, it's going to attract to you.
You think so? I want to give a shout-out to Lady Twinkles, too, because she just texted me and said she's listening. So much love to her. She's also on a team, and I don't know. I can't take all of this no more. You know, it's just getting too much, bro. It's becoming too much. I'm getting all gun-shy, like, oh, God, no.
You can handle it. You know,
I'm trying.
And the thing is, you know what's so great? The great thing about it is that you're so humble, you know. And I've always told you this, though, is that great people and great spirits like yourself are so rare gems these days. you know, and you work so selflessly, and, you know, it's without any ulterior motive because you sincerely want the best for people. You want to see
yes.
people win. You want to help people get there, you know, and that's just rare. You know, I've never sensed any kind of insecurities in what you do. You've always been just so dope and super
oh,
dope.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think that's Phoenix calling in this morning. Sis, I know that's you.
We know yeah. it's you, Sheen. We know it's you. No.
Hey, all again.
Hey.
I'm really digging this conversation. And Miss P, you said my name like five times, so I'm kind of like Candyman, so I had to appear. You know, but I appreciate the both of you and just the knowledge that I see my brother Al King drop on a daily, and then just
yes.
being able to lean on Miss P for the support, you know, that I deal with from my personal life to my business life is just great. And I just commend the both of you. And I'm just enjoying the conversation. I just had to show love. She's giving me
I
a
love
lot
you.
Of love. I had to show love.
That's right. I love you, Fiend.
I love you,
too.
Thank you.
Yo, T, we got to keep it together. Like I said, you know, we used to talk so, like, on a daily basis, though, and I feel like we got to bring the pieces back together. We can't
Absolutely.
Drift off. I know that we're all busy, but we got to keep our continuity going. We got to
mm-hmm.
keep it going. Because, you know, just a few years, and we've been doing this for a couple of years collectively, you know, we've
mm-hmm.
been rocking out. And,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I so appreciate y'all because it's so many people that are behind the scenes, like yourself, both of you ladies, that just putting it in, continuously putting it in. And it's just so rare to find that energy. You know, people are putting it in, and they're sincere, and, you know, it's just all authentic, you know.
Right.
And it's so dope. It's just so
Absolutely.
Dope just
Absolutely.
To have that level of energy and just to have that consistency because you ladies have done a lot for me. Just to put my voice out there, because you know I'm constantly poking and going on and on and on. You know, you ladies brought me into your worlds and marketed me. You know, I've been so appreciative for that. You know,
of course, because we gotta let it be
yeah.
known. And for everybody
yeah,
who's tuned
known.
In right now, not to take over, you know, my bro show, but real quick. For all those who don't know Mr. Al Keen and tuned in to Let It Be Known for the first time, please understand that's the name of the book, and that's the name of the book that you guys need to be getting ASAP.
Okay.
Let It Be Known that Mr. Al Keen wrote that book, okay? Yes, I'm sorry about that. I just had to let it be known.
Oh, man. You know, you want to hear something funny? I remember I was listening back when I was on your show, and you probably don't remember this. I was like, "Dang, Miss P, I just love your voice." I was like, "I just want to bag your voice and just tell it." I was listening to it recently. I think like last week, and I was just packing myself up, and I was like, "I'm such a mess."
No. I mean, I feel like my voice has changed so much. You know, like, I sound like a man now, you know. I have been having, like, what kind of sinus problems lately, you know. So I just don't feel like I have that groove no more because no one has said that to me in a long time. You know, thanks for the memories, bro. Now I'm going to hang up and cry about it. Like, no one said I had a sexy voice in a long time. What happened? Yeah, so that's what's happening right now. No one has said that in a long time. So thanks for those memories, though.
But let me ask you, though, Miss P, though, you know, who is Miss P? Who is Miss P?
A bundle of love. A bundle of love. A bundle of compassion. A bundle of fire. A woman on fire. But not on fire in the sense of self-destruction.
Okay.
You know, I'm on fire for everyone, including myself. I feel like me being there for the people out there is being there for myself because every day I'm constantly changing. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly critiquing myself. So when other people have things to say, I don't take it that personal anymore because
yeah.
I'm already dealing with it within myself. Who is Miss P? Miss P is just like everybody else out here. I'm no different, and I sure don't think I'm no better. the struggles that everyone else is going through, I go through too. It's no better.
Yeah.
But the difference with me is that I just deal with mine differently. Then the difference with me and a lot of people too, huh?
Do you feel that doing your show is therapeutic for you?
I feel like it's very therapeutic in this time. What Phoenix could tell you, could testify to this, because I'm going to keep it real. I'd be like, oh, my Lord. I don't feel like doing this. Not tonight. I'm tired. Oh, my God. You know, but once I'm into it, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Once I'm into it, I'm into it. But like I said, I'm human, and that's just what really what I want people to know, that I'm the same as you. The only that makes us different is just my height, maybe my weight, the way my eyes are shaped or something like that. But we're no different. We're sisters and brothers. We're the same, you know. And when people, like, have something to say or tell me, oh, you do too much or you need to go sit down somewhere, and I'm just like, instead of someone trying to tell me I'm trying to do so much and I need to go sit down somewhere, why don't, if you see that I'm doing something positive, why don't you join me and help me get it done quicker so then I can take a seat and sit down somewhere?
Really? People say
and
that?
And that's the, yeah, like, oh my God, you want to do this and you want to do that? I mean, yeah, I do. I want to do everything. I want to, because you know what? Life, this is life. Why not live it? Some people live their lives by buying cars and traveling and doing whatever suits them. This is what makes me feel good, doing projects to see what's gonna happen with these projects.
Yeah.
So this is what makes me happy.
That's why
and
I asked you that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I asked you that, because, you know, I know doing the show has been therapeutic for me. There's some things that I was dealing with personally, and just being able to come on a platform and kind of talk about certain things and work my way through a particular topic and the content of the show, you know, it kind of alleviated that kind of bump that I was going through. So it's been very therapeutic for me. So that's why I posed that question.
Yeah.
Know, you know, we're human.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
So we go through things. You know, and sometimes, you know, the interesting part about doing this is that you're speaking to so many people without even realizing it, you know, from all around the country. And people are sitting there listening to you. And for me, it helps me in a weird kind of way. You know?
It's not weird. If you really think about it, it's not weird.
You know people are there with you.
Right. You know people are there with you, one, and you know that you're not just touching the audience around you. You're touching people around the world, because that's the great thing about Internet radio, that people are like, oh, is it an Internet radio show? Yeah, I could do whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to go to FM, if I want to go to Siri, whatever it is, like, there's no stopping me if I put my mind to it. I can go do it, and I will be rejected, and then I will go back again. That's how I get my interviews. No. Like, I don't stop. But the point is that the range of people that you get to talk to is crazy. So, yeah, I can see how you can say, you know, just having different people, not just like state to state, but worldwide, people get to listen. People get to absorb something and to learn something from you doing this. You know, and that's what I try to tell people when I say, hey, being on a team of the Intune show, no, I'm not paying people to do this. You know, no one's getting paid. Miss P's not getting paid either. But the thing about it is that I don't look for payment, because my contributions towards this is because someone is getting something out of it, whether it's the person I'm having a conversation with or a person that's all the way in Siberia. They're getting something out of it. Someone will get something out of the conversations that we have, out of the interviews, out of the segments. Someone's gaining something. And that's important to me, and that's what makes this, like, worthwhile.
You know, you have your premise intact, and obviously you're executing everything that you want to do, you know. And I've seen you just jumpstart so many different situations for people, you know, which, you know, very similar and very parallel to some of the things that I've experienced as well, just, you know, because we operate from a selfless frequency and aspect. And I think for people with us, it just takes us so much longer to be acknowledged on a broader scale. And I'm not saying that that's why we're doing what we do, but we need to be acknowledged for what we do. You know, it's just a great feeling when people take heed to it. And you were just talking, and, you know, I know that we spoke a couple of years back, even from a PR aspect, and I remember you saying, you know, I know some people, some PR people, you know, I want to introduce you to, but I really wanted to work with you.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I really, you was pushing me to other people. No, serious, I'm not trying to be funny. You was pushing me to other people. You were trying to promote other people. But, you know, I was really into Miss P. Because I said that, you know, we have this connection. And I've been kind of funny with, you know, taking on people and bringing people into my world. Because I just think that you have to have some kind of kinetic connection, and it has to be a spiritual connection for things to work in business. It just makes it that much more better, you know. And I just think, like, with your whole, you know, sincerity and your authenticity, you know, has always been there. Even with Tammy, you know, it's always been like that with y'all. I've just been so dope, you know. And those are the kind of people I want to do business with. You know, I know that you would come into my world and see what I see and take it in and say, you know what, this is your baby, this is my baby, Al, let's run.
Let's go. Anytime you're ready, let's go.
But, we talked about that, and you were selling other people, and I'm like, man, I think you're going to rock it too.
I'm so sorry. Like, had I known that was the case, then please, it would have been on. And it's still on today. Just know that whenever everything falls where it needs to fall at, let's just go. Like, I'm always open to, like, celebrate, you know, people as a whole. Like, I'm always into that. And, you know, that's why this interview for me is, like, a big interview for me in terms of just stepping outside of, like, Phoenix, you know, stuff like that, because Phoenix has also interviewed me twice. But Phoenix is, like, you know, so close, like, family. So I was just like, oh, my gosh, so were you. But I'm like, you know, I can't keep going on Phoenix show. No. So it's really a feel-good situation to know that, you know, you were open to talking with me tonight. And I know what the show is about to close down soon, and people have heard more than enough about me.
Don't worry about that, because, you know, I've usually gone, I really go to 11. That's why I told you don't worry about the time. You know, it's all in you. Your world, I just live in it. So I just want to be comfortable. And I want you to sell yourself as much as possible for now and for those pre-recorded segments when people go back in the archives.
Yes, that's definitely.
You just got to work it out. There's no constraints here.
I'm sorry. I'm always in that host mode. I need to calm down. I'm always in host mode. Like, okay, before I let you go, Miss P, like, I'm interviewing myself, I wanted to touch on the backpack campaign that Phoenix Star 9, Dr. Sue, Miss Lady G, that we have in the Cook Corner, we have put together. We're basically trying to raise money to contribute to youth, you know, tools, backpacks, you know, things of that nature. So many of us pretend or, you know, don't want to let it be known, as you say, bro, like, you know, let it be known that you need help, because we want to, you know, give some book bags and, you know, school supplies and stuff and like that out. However, we would love contributions of even as little as a dollar. And if you can't contribute, then you can definitely spread the word and let other people know. So maybe, you know, it could just be an ongoing situation. We have, I think we have 42 days left to this campaign, and you guys can go to theintuneshow.com and scroll down to the bottom of the page.
Put that on my page as well, sis. Both of y'all put that on my page on Facebook, because, you know, I get a lot of energy on Facebook. So
yeah, definitely. We will post that. And like I said, again, if you don't, if you can't contribute monetary way, then you can definitely just repost and retweet and wherever you want, Instagram, whatever those things are called, reposting on Instagram or whatever you call them, I don't know. Just do that and support us, you know, getting these kids the tools that they need. So that's our goal, and once the campaign is over, we're going to stay in campaign. We're going to stay trying to contribute to different causes and different things to help people get ahead. Because, you know, it could be you. It could be your child. It could be that moment where things are not going right for you in your life, and you could really use some assistance with some school supplies so your kids can go back with the right tools. The one thing that I can't take is, like, when you go to school and the kid doesn't even have a pencil and a notebook to start the school year with.
And I don't understand. That was a kid.
You know, and that was me times two, you know. That was me at times two, going in with a piece of paper. But guess what? They fly, though. They fly.
Yeah.
They got on brand new Jordans. They got on brand new whatever, but they don't have a piece of paper and a pencil. So I want to we want to give, you know, these, you know, teachers also, you know, a case of books, a case of pencils, so that way they're not borrowing from another student.
How long are you doing that campaign, though?
We've been doing a campaign for a couple of weeks, and we still have, like, 42 days left on this campaign. I have some stuff up my sleeve that I was kind of waiting for the last moment to pull out, so it's almost about that time for me to pull them out. So definitely if you can, like I said again, not to talk you guys' heads off about that, but it would really be amazing if you guys could, like, contribute to that campaign. It's on Indiegogo as well, and you can go to the intuneshow.com and definitely just get all the information you need right there on the first page. And you know, I want to give a shout-out to Rainbow Rendezvous, too, because I do that segment with Phoenix. So I just want to cover everything that I've been doing as far as, like, projects and things of that nature. So it's every Sunday at 4 o'clock. You guys can tune into that and, you know, get in tune. Get in tune with what we're doing and the movements that we're making at all times. We're looking for...
We actually only have 28 days left.
You only have 28 days. Oh, well, see, I'm off by 20-something days.
It's winding down.
You guys been heavily promoting it because I've been seeing it everywhere.
Yes, and we have had contributions already. I have people telling me that they don't have credit cards and debit cards and things of that nature, and I gave them my address that they could personally mail me a money order. They can Western Union me. Whatever it is. And like I said, and if it's not about the money, it's cool. Just support by letting it be known, or just definitely putting it on your website. If you have a website, then post it on your website. We will love it. And if you have something that you want us to share on our website that you're doing, then we just barter. I'm big into bartering. You can hit me up at the intuneshow@aol.com. And let's do this thing, seriously. That's basically where we at with everything, you know, bro. Like, as far as Miss P is concerned, you know, like I said again, Simply Sabuni is just Simply Soap in Swahili. Get in tune with that because, you know, my products are everything. Everything you need in your shower. No.
You got to put some... Sis, you have to put some of that on my page as well, you know, following
the
show.
Yeah, I have to send you some products. You know, get a custom bar. Phoenix has a custom bar.
Yeah, I got a nice
custom. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I even made custom bars for Michael Keefe of 112.
Nice.
So I'm just saying, you guys, you know, let me know. You can pick your color. You can pick your oils, your bases. You can pick your fragrance, you know. That's how, you know, much leeway you have with the product. It's like nice. Build-A-Bear workshop.
Basically.
Build a soap. We're going to talk. We got to talk. We have to powwow about these things. It's a lot of good stuff right here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff. You have my wheels spinning.
Yes. And we also, before you let me go, I want to give a shout-out to our affiliates and our sponsors. Phoenix Star 9 Online, Ms. Lady G Promotions, Deaf Media Entertainment, which is Dana Dane. So shout out to him. Shout out to Michael Keith. Shout out to Melinda Santiago. We just, I don't know. If the list goes, if I'm forgetting something or someone, I'm sorry. I didn't write it down. But definitely, you know, you guys could just go to the Intune show, and we have everything there in a nutshell. You know, our media people, as far as web people, are at one point at all times. So whatever I'm discussing and I left out, you definitely could figure that out there. And we also have a new updated app. So you guys can download the app from Google Play. And play away. Upload your pictures and chat and, you know, leave us a testimonial and, I mean, video submissions, music submissions. Featured artists can be also seen on our apps and everything of that nature. So if you want to be featured. Yeah, if you want to be featured on our app.
Everything.
Yes, just let us know. We're here. We're here and we're doing it, definitely. And if you can't get me, get my bro or get my bestie, which is Phoenix or, you know, Mr. Al King. Get him. Hit him up. Don't get to me. Don't let me know you're looking.
This is this has been a wonderful experience for me.
Yes, and it's been great for me too.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I so appreciate you taking the time out just to come on and chop it up and share what you're doing. What you've done and what you will be doing, you know, my sis Phoenix, you know, calling in. It's like been a little reunion for me.
Yeah, we had a family reunion.
Family reunion. feels so good. And, you know, like I said, you know, with this whole Love is Love segment, you know, I jump-started it with you. And I just want to bring people on. Yeah, this is the first segment. And I just want to provide some people with some light and some energy.
Awesome.
Just to put them out there and acknowledge what they're doing and what they're contributing to this lovely universe we live in, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just to bring people together and just put that love out there and pay it forward, you know.
Absolutely.
And
I can send some people your way that are awesome, too. So just let me know, bro.
Yeah.
For your Love is Love segment. And I'm excited to know that you'll be bringing Phoenix on, too, because I'll be listening to that, too. So
absolutely.
Love is love.
Yeah, love is love. And that's what we're going to do. And I lost my thought real quick in that one quick second. I was going to ask you something. I just lost it.
Oh, maybe you want me to tell people where they could find you? Is that it?
No, wait. No, I hate when that happens. And I was just ready to ask you something, and I went somewhere else with it that quick. It'll come back.
It'll
totally come back. But
cool.
No, what I want you to do, put your social media handles out there. You know,
yes.
Twitter, you know, Facebook, Instagram.
Yes. Instagram and Twitter is the official Miss P, and pretty much that's my only, like, individual stuff, but you can definitely head to theintuneshow.com. Our first page, the Intune Show, is full with amazing people. So you guys, we created a second Facebook page, which is Intune Show, the letter I, capital. So Intune Show, two eyes, capital. Yeah. Thank you, Fiend, because I was like, how am I going to explain this? I was getting all crazy in my brain trying to figure it out. So definitely download our app. Go to Google Play. It's free. So, and I hate that word free, complimentary. It's complimentary for you guys to use it so you can have us on a go. And that's basically it. Just find me. And if you guys want to email me at intuneshow@aol.com, plain and simple. I'm behind the scenes all the time. This is it for me. I'm done. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you much. Thanks a lot, ladies. Appreciate
Thank you,
it,
Al King.
I enjoyed
all right.
It
love
so
you.
Much. We're going to do it, though. Love is love.
All
I
right.
want to thank everybody that joined us, you know, and we'll be right back at it next week, Wednesday, Let It Be Known Live Radio with Al King and Ms. Jones. And I just want to thank my lovely sis, Ms. P, and my sis. And have a good one.
You too.
Love is love.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Have a good night.